Welcome back, dear friends, to the thrilling adventure serial, The Fourth Tower of Inverness. As you know, Jack Flanders is once again inside the mysterious Fourth Tower. As we look in, we see him standing inside that strange, empty city that he discovered while exploring deep in the jungles of this unknown land. Jack stands in an open square. Before him is a sidewalk cafe. The faded striped awning flops in the late morning breeze. Several tables are set outside. And there, sitting alone, reading a newspaper and sipping a glass of mint tea, is none other than
Sir Henry Jowls.
Of course. By Jove, right on time.
Right on time?
Abdul, glass of mint tea for our young friend. Did you rest well, Mr. Flanders?
No, not particularly.
Tea's up.
That's odd.
Odd? Look, I checked out this city before, but I don't remember this square or this cafe. And who is this Abdul? I don't see anyone.
Ah, tea's up.
What tea? What the... Why, that tea, it just appeared as though out of thin air.
That'll be all, Abdul.
What is this? A magician's trick?
You don't smoke, do you?
I say, Abdul, bring a rum-soaked Havana taper.
So relax.
You don't smoke, do you?
Little Frida used to smoke Havana cigars.
Always said the child's got good taste. That'll be all, Abdul.
That cigar, it just materialized.
I remember how little Frida and I spent many a pleasant hour together strolling through the gardens of Inverness, leaving behind us a little trail of sweet puffs of smoke. Contaminates the roses, Lady Jowls would say.
Yes. Auntie doesn't take to cigars.
Not really.
You know, something tragic has happened to little Frida.
But of course.
You know?
I read it in the papers.
The papers? But that wouldn't be in the papers.
To think that she may just be a memory.
You mean that newspaper you... Why, that newspaper is blank. There's nothing to read.
Precisely. You know the expression, read between the lines? This paper has nothing but between the lines.
Yeah, very funny.
Little Frida!
You seem in a hurry to find something, Mr. Flanders.
Yes, I suppose I am.
Then relax and you will find it.
Well, look, if you'd had all these weird things happening...
Much more has happened to us. And will to you before long. So relax. Take a daisy, as you American Wallers say.
A daisy? Well, all right. I'll relax. But there's a lot of questions that I...
Not a restless man.
All right.
A man who loved life.
Try and relax.
And he drank of it and breathed deeply of it.
There. I'm relaxed.
Little Jack gleamed like glass, and we were dark.
What'll we do today? Look, are you actually able to read that paper?
Not really.
Then why the hell do you keep looking at it?
Are you quite sure that you're relaxed, Mr. Flanders?
Well, how can I relax when you just sit there pretending to read a blank newspaper?
Discipline. Rule number one.
Look, I just want to know about that jukebox.
As I was about to say, with your lack of discipline, it's surprising... Always a miracle that you haven't been snuffed out by now.
Well, I always present a moving target.
Hmm.
About that jukebox. It's been plaguing me ever since I arrived in Inverness.
But of course.
Yeah, you seem to know everything. Anyway, in case you didn't know, I used to be relaxed. Before I came to this crackpot place. Now I'm as tight as a...
I suppose you're under the impression... that once you find the source of the jukebox, everything will be fine and handy?
Yeah, sure. Maybe. I don't know.
Have you got the time on you?
No, I don't have a watch.
I never know what the time is up here.
By Jove, right on time.
Oh, you haven't touched your tea.
Oh, yes. Look, are we going somewhere?
No.
Well, it just seems odd that... Well, there's so much to talk about. You seem to have the answers that I've been...
Odd.
Well...
Odd.
Well, it's like having a destination and going straight towards it and never noticing the scenery passing.
Egad, that is odd.
Odd.
Well, yes. Odd. I don't know. Odd. It...
Why are you so determined to discover the source of the jukebox?
Odd.
Well, it's odd, but it's luring me to it.
Luring?
Odd.
My gum, that is odd.
Well, I thought it odd, too, but...
Odd.
Well, you must have... What's happening?
Odd.
I think I'm going mad. Everything is fragmenting.
Odd.
I can't see anymore.
Odd.
What is it?
You are relaxing, that's all. It may seem odd. Few people ever experience true relaxation.
Odd.
Yes, quite odd. Fascinating, though, isn't it?
Jack Flanders has found Sir Henry Jowls. The old weathered adventurer was sitting in a sidewalk cafe, reading a blank newspaper. He asked Jack to relax. The key word seemed to be odd. Jack felt himself fragment and drift away. He felt himself relaxing. He felt himself turn into crystals of white ice, frost upon the grass. He felt the morning sun rising above the hills. The first warm rays struck his back. The warmth moved down his spinal column and melted each bone. One by one, it turned the ice bones into water, and then the water dissolved into vapor. And Jack felt quite at peace. Lord Jowls pushed his chair back from the table, stood up, folded his newspaper under his arm, paid the waiter.
The waiter? I just saw the waiter. Holy smoke, he's gone!
You'll learn to relax eventually. It is odd, isn't it?
Odd?
Children.
I'm a little Frida with a piggy tail.
They have the ability to see people that adults cannot see. So we become like children. Shall we go?
Come, one.
Sure.
Let's go.
Where?
I'd say that direction.
Wait a minute. That music.
On your feet.
Has anyone ever found the source?
I don't know. There are many legends.
Sacrifices?
That too, yes.
Myths?
I should think that by now you'd have learned something about myths.
Well, I have. I just forget, you know.
Well, a myth is as good as a mile. After a bit, you won't have to worry about forgetting. You'll be.
Hey, is this where you live?
One of several dwellings, yes.
Wow, it's really nice. There sure are a lot of hunting trophies.
You ought to see my invisible trophies.
Like what?
Stuffed demons. That sort of thing.
Is it difficult to stuff a demon?
Oh, yes. Mainly because first you have to kill it, and that takes the cool skill of a matador combined with the calm steadfastness of a saint. The final thrust is a combination of pure white light and utmost subtlety. After that, it's all sawdust.
Well, I don't think I'm ready for all that.
It's our fears that give them strength, my boy. Stronger fear and you'll be ready for almost anything.
Almost anything?
Ah, a thousand-armed demon has something up many sleeves. So, here. This is where we are now. And over here...
This has got to be the weirdest map I've ever seen.
It represents the various realms that exist side by side. Though normally some are invisible on this map, they're all visible. Over here, somewhere in this area, must be the source of the music you've been hearing.
What strange coloration.
I wonder where the hell I am.
It's a different realm.
How long have I been here?
Well, how do we get into a different realm?
By relaxing.
What is this stuff surrounding the source area?
That's the mountainous region known as the Land of the Stone-Faced Gods.
You mean we have to climb over that?
Impossible. We'd have to find a passage through it.
Oh, I see. Then between these mountains and where we are now, what is this nothingness stuff?
That nothingness, as you call it, is what is equivalent to a desert.
With Rakshasas?
No.
Well, that's a relief. Tell me, does this region have a name?
Yes. The Desert of Burning Desires.
Sounds like a romance comic book. Well, how do we get across?
A vehicle.
Really? What kind of vehicle?
A flying apparatus.
A flying apparatus? Where do we get that?
Over here.
Hey, wait a minute. That boat. I've seen that boat before.
A similar one.
That beautiful goddess creature. The boat of sandal with silver oars.
Ah, but this has the addition of a sail. Similar model, of course.
Oh, that goddess. Do you know her?
Not very well. A fine pair of boobies, though.
God, she's beautiful.
Very beautiful. Come on. Get hold of her, Jack. We'll carry the contraption outside.
Okay.
Oh, I'm not as old as I used to be.
Carry it out, tipping sideways to fit through the door.
There. Now. Well, you set the mast up and I'll get the sail.
All right. That's so strange. A boat of sandal with silver oars and sail. Somehow it all ties together.
Here she is.
Hmm? Oh, a purple sail?
Lavender, please. Hook her on and we'll hoist her high.
Oh, well, we're in luck. There's a breeze.
A few more items and we'll be on our way.
This is really weird. There's speakers mounted on each corner of the boat.
I say, old chap, can you give us a hand?
Hmm? Oh, sure. Tell me something. What are these speakers for?
We'll see.
Well, when do we sail?
Well, the weather seems to have perked up. I should think... Ah! Tea's up. Nothing like a good cuppa.
Okay. Look, I have one more question, okay? You haven't told me. What is the name of the region we're trying to reach?
We are going to reach. All positive thinking on this voyage, my boy.
Yes. What does it have a name?
Well, legend speaks of it as a Valley of Great Wonders.
But its name, it has a name.
The Valley of the 10,000 Alms Unfolded.
Really?
One number two.
One.
Milk?
Sure. But how?
Biscuits?
I wonder, how do you fold an ohm?
Along the dotted line, of course.
Tune in at this same time tomorrow when you'll hear...
Right. It's slightly different than flying on a carpet, but the general principles are the same. The wind doesn't arrest.
Hey, how wide is this desert of burning desires?
It's impossible to measure in our terms. It's relative to your desires. The more difficult or greater the distance.
Let's make an attempt to bathe in the court.
I believe we're approaching the desert!
The Fourth Tower is produced by ZBS Media.